You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
With mortgage rates soaring toward 8%, it's hard to believe, but construction crews are still swinging hammers, building the bones of future communities. People are buying hardwood floors and oversized tubs, but when you move into a new neighborhood, what you can't buy is history. In my hometown, these neighborhoods are popping up like mad near the Great Salt Lake. But over on the other side of I-15 near the bench, you have houses like the Barnes Home, a small red brick house built in 1885. But listen to this history. Will Barnes was a banker who liked to smoke and play cards with his buddies. Mrs. Barnes was a seamstress who didn't like men, cards, and smoking in her house, so Will built himself a turret. It had rich walls of cherry wood. 150 years ago, it was a he shed. But this home became a mix of the profane and the holy. Will built a well to provide water for baptisms and for neighbors to draw from. Over the years, the house became a sprawling Victorian manse with oversized windows, a wraparound porch, giant trees that looked like something out of Sugar Magnolias. But according to a Kaysville Historic Tour website, during an east wind, Will ran off with the Singer sewing machine repairman's wife. Nobody knows her name, just the Singer sewing machine repairman's wife. And that east wind? In the Old Testament, it was considered a sign of the Lord punishing the wicked. Will's dad sent some men who found him working at a bank in Seattle, so they dragged him home to live out his days in the sprawling home with the turret and the porch and the trees and the sign of the times today. There's a petition before the Kaysville City Council to bulldoze the place and put up 37 apartments. Lord knows we need the housing, and you can swing hammers and build complexes, but you cannot build history.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.